Boker Tov, Shavua Tov. Today's daf is daf Lamed Chet, daf 38. We left off at the bottom of the page on Lamed Zayin Amud Bet 37b at the Mishnah. More like the middle of the page on 37b. Mishnah in the middle of the page. Let's jump right in. Mishnah begins, Shor Shel Yisrael Shenagaf Shor Shel Hekdesh. You have a Jewish-owned ox that gores a ox of Hekdesh. V'shel Hekdesh Shenagaf Shor Shel Hedyot, or Hekdesh ox that gores a regular person's ox, patur, they're exempt from the damages. Shneemar, this pasuk says, shor re'ehu has to be the ox of his friend, v'lo shor shel hekdesh, and not the ox of hekdesh. If there's ox of hekdesh, that's not friends. Shor shel yishel shenagaf the shor shel knani or nochri, patur. You have a Jewish-owned ox that gores a ox of a goy, you're exempt from the damages. V'shel knani shenagaf the shor shel yishel, Ben Tama, Ben Muan, Mishalem Nezek Shalem, and if a non-Jewish ox gores a Jewish-owned ox, you pay, whether it's Tam or Muad, you pay the full damage. So the Gemara says, Matnitin Delokir Rabbi Shimon Menasya. The Mishnah does not go like Rabbi Shimon. How do we know? The Tanya is the Baraita says, Shor Shel Hedyot Shenagach Shor Shel Hekdesh. If the regular-owned ox gores a Hekdesh ox, Veshel Hekdesh Shenagach Shor Shel Hedyot Patur, or a Hekdesh ox gores a Hedyot ox, you're exempt. Shneimar shor re'ehu v'lo shor shel hekdesh, and it cannot be shor of hekdesh. So Rabbi Shimon ben Asi Omer, Rabbi Shimon says shor shel hekdesh shenagach shor shel hediot patur. If a hekdesh ox gores a regular ox, you're exempt. V'shel hediot shenagach shor shel hekdesh, but if a regular ox gores a hekdesh ox, ben tam ben muad mishalem nezek shalem. Whether tam or muad, you pay the full damage. This is not like our Mishnah. So Amri, they say Ma'ika savar Rabbi Shimon. What does Rabbi Shimon hold? Because over here it's a hekdesh ox. If it's a hekdesh ox, it does not fall into that category. So the Gemara says, "Ma'ika savar Rabbi Shimon." What does Rabbi Shimon hold? Re'ehu dafka. If you say specifically, it's talking about re'ehu. Afilu shel hediot shenagach shel hekdesh lipater. Even a hediot ox that gores a hekdesh ox should be exempt legamri. Should be completely patur. V're'ehu lav dafka, and if re'ehu is not dafka, afilu dehekdesh nami ki nagach dehediot lechayev, even hekdesh ox that gores a hediot ox should be liable. Where do you find the case that in the middle? So the Gemara says v'chi teima le'olam kasavar re'ehu dafka. Maybe you say that no, really re'ehu is specific, specifically talking about re'ehu. Afilu dehekdesh nami ki nagach dehediot lechayev. Sorry, v'chi teima le'olam kasavar re'ehu dafka umiu dehediot ki nagach dehekdesh. But when a regular ox gores a hekdesh ox, this is the reason why he's liable. Mishum dekam mighty le mikal vachomer de hediot, because he learned it out of a kal vachomer from hediot. Uma hediot shenagach shel hediot chayav, just like a hediot that gores a hediot ox, you're liable. Ki nagach de hekdesh lo kol shekein de mechayev. Is it not all the more so that when he gores a hekdesh ox, he'd be liable? All the more so. When it says no, you can't say that. Dayo leva minadin leo kenidon. It's enough for the one that you're learning from to be like the one that you learn from. The one that you learned for to be like the one that you learned from. What does that mean? Ma hatam tam chatzin nezek. Just like over there, in a regular case of a hediot, a calm animal, you pay chatzin nezek. Hachanami chatzin nezek. So to you should pay chatzin nezek. Ella, what are we going to say? Amar shakish hakol ayu bichlal nezek shalem. Everything was included in paying the full damage. Whenever the pasuk specified re'ehu by a calm animal, re'ehu the tam mishalem nezek chatzin nezek. Re'ehu, it's only by one's friend, by hediot, do we say that a calm animal pays chatzin nezek. Michal de hekdesh bein tam bein muad mishalem nezek shalem. You can imply from that if it's a hekdesh animal, whether calm or not, you'd pay the full damage. So the Gemara says de'im ken, because if you're saying otherwise. You should just write the word re'ehu by muad. Why is it specifically written by tam? To tell you that when it's hekdesh, no matter what, whether it's tam or muad, you pay the full damage. So the Gemara says, then flipping the amud, shor shel yisrael shenagach shor shel knani patur. If a yisrael ox gores a goy ox, patur. So Amrei, the Gemara says, we say miman nafshach, whatever way you want to go. I re'ehu dafka. If you say re'ehu is dafka specifically, the knani k'nagach the yisrael nami lipater. When a goy ox gores a Yisrael ox, it should be completely, it should be patur. We re'ehu lav dafka, and if they say it's not dafka, afilu with the Yisrael, k'nagach the knani nichayev, even an Yisrael ox that gores a goy ox should be liable. So Amar v'yabau, Amar kral, the pasuk says, Amad v'imoded eretz, ra'av v'yater goyim. Hashem got up and he judged the land and he saw v'yater goyim. What does that mean? Ra'ash sheva mitzvot shekiblu alehem b'nei Noach. He saw the seven mitzvot that b'nei Noach received upon themselves. Kivan shelo kiimu amad v'itim amonah l'Yisrael. Once he saw that they are not fulfilling the seven mitzvot, he went and released their their money, Dam Yisrael, meaning it should be really that a goy would not be liable, but because they don't keep the Shavuot Mitzvot, Hashem released their money to Am Yisrael in this case. Rabbi Yochanan says from here, Hofia Mehar Paran, that when the non-Jews, right, the Midrash says, and Gemara and Avodah Zarah in the beginning says that when the non-Jews, they were offered to receive the Torah on Har Sinai, and they declined. So Hashem says, now I'm releasing their money because of Mehar Paran. Miparan Hofia Mamunam Yisrael. From Paran, from Har Sinai, he's releasing their money to Israel. Tanin HaMeach, we have a bright that just like this. Shor Shel Yisrael Shenagaf Shor Shel Knani Patur. Israel ox that gores a goy ox or patur. Shor Shel Knani Shenagaf Shor Shel Yisrael. But if a goy ox gores a Israel ox, Ben Tam, Ben Muad, Mishlam Nezek Shalem. Whether it's Tam or Muad, you pay the full damage. Shenemar Amad V'moded Eretz Rava Yater Goyim. And then it says, Ve'omer Hofia Mehar Paran. Why does he need the second pasuk? So the Gemara says, Mai Ve'omer. Maybe you can say, "Hi, Amad b'Moded Eretz." When it says that he got up and judged the land, Mibayilei lechidur Rav Matna v'Rav Yosef. I would have thought you need that for Rav Matna and Rav Yosef. So that's why it says, "Tashma Hofia Mar Paran." To say, "Miparan Hofia Mamonan Yisrael," because of Har Sinai, that they didn't accept the Torah, Hashem released the non-Jews' money. The Gemara says, "Maider Rav Matna was Rav Matna." The Amar Rav Matna, Amad b'Moded Eretz, Ra'a v'chulei. He saw they weren't fulfilling the seven mitzvot. So the Gemara says, "Mara, what did he see?" He saw the seven mitzvot that the goyim were commanded and they didn't fulfill it. Amad v'higla otam al admatam. He went and made them go to galut from their land. Umay mashma dahay vayater lishnei deagluyehu. How do we know this vayater is lashon of galut? So k'tiv hach, it says over here vayater goyim. K'tiv hatam, it says lenater v'hen ala aretz. That's talking about rodents. Umitargem, and the targum says the kaptza v'hon ala aretz, to jump together onto the land. So you see that jumping from the land, meaning going to Galut. So the Gemara says, "My Rav Yosef, what does it mean, the Rav Yosef? What was Rav Yosef's opinion? The Amar Rav Yosef, Amad v'imoded Eretz, Ra'a v'chuli." So the Gemara says, "Ma Ra'a, what did he see? Ra'a sheva mitzvot shekiblu alehem b'nei Noach, v'lo kiimum." He saw the seven mitzvot and they didn't fulfill them. Amad v'yitiran lahem. He went and permitted them. He said, "Okay, you're not fulfilling these seven mitzvot, you don't need to fulfill them." The Gemara says, "Hold on, itgure itgar. What? They're going to benefit? Imken matinu choten iskar. You see, a sinner is benefiting. How is that possible?" So Amar Mar Bered Ravna Lomar Shafilu Mikaymin Otan in Mekablin Alein Sachar. Even if they fulfill the mitzvot, they don't receive reward. When it says Velo, they don't receive reward. Batani Rabbi Meir Omer Rabbi Meir says Minayin Shafilu Nochri VeOsek BaTorah Shu KeKohen Gadol. How do we know even a goy who's Osek BaTorah, he's like a Kohen Gadol? This is Tamul Lomar Asher Yaseh Otam HaAdam VaChay Behem. That when a person does them, he's Chay Behem. It doesn't say Kohen Israel Levi Israel. Kohenim Levi Israelim Lo Neemar Ela Adam. It says any person who learns Torah. Even a goy who learns Torah, he's like Kohen Gadol. What it meant to say is they receive reward, but not like someone who's commanded. It's like someone who's not commanded and does the mitzvah. It's Jesus. A lower level. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, greater is the one that does a mitzvah when he's commanded, greater than the person who does it when he's not commanded. Tanur Bana the Brayta says, Ukvar Shalchan Malchut Romi Shnei San Saradiotot Etzel Chachmei Yisrael. They sent two guards from the Rome to Chachmei Yisrael. Lamdunu Toratchem. They said, teach us your Torah. Karu v'shanu v'shilshu. They learned it once, twice, three times. Bishat Petiratan Amru Lahem. Didaktu b'chol Toratchem ve'emetu. He says, we learned your Torah very well, and it's the emet. Chutz midavar ze she'atem omrim, except for this one thing. Shor she Yisrael shenagaf shor she'knani patur, a Jewish ox that goes a goy ox is patur, shel knani shenagaf shor she'Yisrael, ben tam, ben muad, v'shalem nezek shalem, but if it's a goy ox that goes a Jewish ox, whether tam or muad, you pay the full damage. But when it says, miman hashach, I re'ehu dafka, if you say re'ehu is dafka, afilu k'nani k'nagaf de Yisrael, lipater, even a goy ox that goes a Yisrael ox, should be exempt. Be re'ehu lav dafka, and you say re'ehu is not dafka, afilu de Yisrael k'nagaf de k'nani l'chayev, even a Jewish ox, like where's a goy ox should be liable. When it says, v'davar zeh, ein anu modi'im otan malchut, we're not going to tell this to the government of Rome, so that you don't get in trouble. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda shechiva li'brata, Rav Shmuel lost a daughter. Amru le Rabbanan le'ula, kum nezil nechame. Let's go and comfort him. So Amar lehu, he said to them, "Mai idli gamei nechamta de bavlai de gidufahu." What do I have to do with the comforting of the Babylonians? Because that's blaspheming. The Amri, "Mai avshan me'ebad." They say, "What can we do? The person already died. There's nothing you can do." So, "Hi avshan me'ebad avdei." That means that if there was something to do, what would they do? They would do it. They would. That's blaspheming. That's going against God. That's going against emunah. So azal hu lechudei, meaning because that's not believing that what happened is for the best. Azal hu lechudei gabei, so that he went alone by himself to comfort him. So Amar Lei Vayomer Adonai Al Tatzar Et Moav Al Tidgar Ba Milchama. He says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem says to Moshe, don't cause Moab suffering and don't go out in war with them. Why would Moshe have thought to do war without permission? Moshe did a kal v'chomer. Amar Uma Midyanim shelo ba'u ela la'azor et Moab. The Midyanim only came to help Moab. Amar Torah, the pasuk says, "Tzarur et Midyanim ve'ikitem otam." It says to hit them down and cause suffering. Moavim atzman, the close again, is it not all the more so the Moavim that right when Bil'am sent the Moavim to come and cause kilkul to Am Yisrael, not all the more so we should cause suffering? So Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo k'shealta al da'atcha alta al da'ati. Not what you thought is what I thought. Shtei peredot tovod yesh li leotzi mehen. I have two people that I want to bring out from their nations. Rut ha-Moavia v'Na'ama ha-Amonit. Rut and Na'ama. Behalot varim kal v'chomer tekal v'chomer. Uma bishul shtei peredot tovod. Chas HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha-shtei umot gedolot v'lachirivan. If for two people that come from these nations, Hashem was had mercy and didn't destroy their nation, these great big nations, Bitosh or Rabbi, this daughter of Rabbi, talking to the one whose daughter just died, Im Kesherahi, if she's Kasher, she was Kasheru, Yahi, that said in Mena Davar Tov, and she had something great to come out of her, Alachat Kama Makama, Davachaya, she would have lived then. Clearly, why did she die? Because she fulfilled her job here, and therefore Hashem took her back home. Amar v'chia baraba, Amar v'yochanan. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach schar al kol b'riyah. Hashem does not hold back the reward for any creature that does any mitzvah. Afilu schar sichad na'a. Even one little compliment. You compliment someone, Hashem doesn't hold back that reward for a compliment. The ilu b'chira dekamra morav. Because by the daughters of... From the daughters of Lot, right? By the daughters of Lot, where the Bechira and the Tzeira, they went to be with their father, right, so they could have children. Then what happens? What do we say? By the daughters of Lot, the Bechira came first and went and said, "The Ilu Bechira de Kamra Moav." She named the son Moav. Why did she name the son Moav? Why? What was the reason? Moav me'av, from my father, to reference from the father. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, al tatzar et Moav, al tidgar ba milchama. Don't go cause suffering to Moav and don't start war with them. Milchama hu delo, ha'angaria avidu. Don't go war, but you're allowed to tax them. Why? Because Moav from my father is not a clean lashon to say I had baby from my father. It's not clean. Whereas Seira, the younger one, said the Kamra, Ben Ami, from her, she called the child Ben Ami, the son of my nation, that eventually became Amon. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, v'karavta mul b'nei Amon, al tetzurem v'al tidgar bam klal, don't cause them any suffering. Not only war, don't taxes either. So you see that, because it's a cleaner Lashon, so even the naming of a child with a cleaner Lashon, you get blessing. Dafilo angaria lo ta'avid behu, don't even tax them. V'amar v'chia barab, amar v'yoshua ben korcha, le'olam yakdim adam l'dvar mitzvah, a person should always run to do a mitzvah first, shebishvil laila achat shekadamda b'chira l'tzeira, for the one night that the firstborn daughter went with her father in front of the secondborn, because and they were l'shem shamayim, they wanted to have children, kadamta arba dorot l'Israel, they had four generations before her in Israel, Oved, Yishai, v'David u'Shlomo, these four generations, Bilut Seira, but the younger one, Ad Rehovam, until Rehovam, which was only came from Shlomo, so therefore only after four generations did the second daughter be able to come into Am Yisrael. Dichtiv, Veshem Imo Na'ama Amonit, the name of her mother, his mother was Na'ama Amonit, understanding that whoever runs the Dumitah first, you get much bigger blessing even four generations earlier. Okay, I think we'll stop there for today, and then we'll continue tomorrow on the topic of about the kutim, which are we're going to discuss if they're considered girei arayot, or they're considered real converts or not. But Hashem will continue that tomorrow. Just do a 1-minute recap.